This is Ozarks at Large. Black bears in Arkansas and Missouri were almost hunted to extinction early last century. To remedy that situation, game officials later transported hundreds of fresh bears from the northern United States to Arkansas to help replenish the population. Far fewer bears, however, continue to inhabit Missouri. But as Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, Arkansas bears could help Missouri bears to flourish.
The sound of a black bear, courtesy Missouri Department of Conservation. Hard to discern the meaning behind this bear's vocalization, but if you've ever encountered one, that's gotta be thrilling. An adult male can reach more than 6 feet in length, standing on tiptoes, and weigh up to 900 pounds. They have glossy black fur, long snouts, round, erect ears, and lumber around on short, stout legs. Arkansas was referred to as the Bear State back before hunters and deforestation drove bears to near extinction by 1930. It was then that the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission ended legal bear hunts. 2 decades later, the agency quietly reintroduced 256 black bear captured from northern realms. Today, more than 5,500 bear inhabit the Arkansas Ozarks and Ouachitas, according to the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. Bears also disappeared from the Missouri Ozarks as well, says Lori Eggert, assistant professor of biology at the University of Missouri Columbia.
So we have somewhere between 250 and 300 bears in the state, which is pretty small compared to Arkansas.
Lori Eggert is co-principal investigator with Jeff Beringer from the Missouri Department of Conservation on a comprehensive biological study of bears reintroduced into the two-state region.
So they headed up the field side of the project. They went out and set up hair snares to try and find out where the bears are and how many there are and what the sex ratios are and how they're using the habitat. And then they sent the hair samples that they got out of those hair snares to my lab. And what we did was to genotype those and to see if we could figure out how many bears there were and what the sex ratio was. And so we provided them back with the number of bears and the number of recaptures of each bear. They wrote models to estimate population size, and then we looked at the sources of the bears, how they were moving across the landscape using genetic data.
Lori Eggert, a conservation geneticist, is studying Missouri black bears' genetic diversity. So what happens when the bear's gene pool is diminished?
Well, population that goes through genetic diversity type bottleneck is not going to have as much genetic diversity as a large and randomly mating population. And what that means is they're not necessarily sick, they're not necessarily unhealthy or unfit, but they may not have the diversity to respond to things like changes in the environment. You do see increased levels of inbreeding in populations like that because with that small size, they don't have as many options for mating opportunities. And by chance, they can end up mating with an individual that is more related than you would find if that population was one of the larger populations, such as up in Minnesota. So over time, what you see is just the loss of diversity and potentially in an inbred population, you see the expression of traits that you wouldn't see in an outbred population. Things like lower survivorship of offspring, potentially cubs, not all the cubs survive, they don't have as many cubs. A female may not have a cub every other year the way she would. So those are the kinds of traits that you'd see. They're not necessarily sick, but they also, if a disease comes through, they may not have as much diversity, and therefore they may not be able to resist that disease as they would in a big population where you would expect some individuals to have the diversity to be able to be resistant.
And to improve genetic diversity, the study suggests construction of bear corridors to encourage bears to migrate for more diverse mates.
Well, first of all, in Arkansas right now, you've got a nice large population down there. So it grew, and it's very likely that it conserved most of the diversity of the founding individuals. So that's a really good thing. What you want to do is make sure that your bears don't become isolated, so you don't end up with little patches of isolated bears that where you would see inbreeding, because they simply cannot get out to choose unrelated mates. So the best option is to make sure that their corridors or the movement patterns of them are not inhibited in any way. And the things that would inhibit bears are going to be pretty big. One of the things we found in our study is that there wasn't a lot of breeding going on between the Wachitas and the Ozarks. So something between them is a barrier for bears. It may simply be distance, but it could also be that the highway is a barrier for them.
State conservation agencies could collaborate on building secure bear crossings, tunnels, for example, beneath interstate highways where bears could safely cross from Arkansas into Missouri and back. Arkansas has an overabundance of bears to the point where they are now hunted every autumn with a total quota of 350. Bears mate in late spring, cubs born in late winter, often during hibernation, and most of us will never be lucky enough to see a black bear, says Lori Eggert.
Well, their preferred habitat's going to be forest. They're a pretty secretive species, and even though we see them, they don't really prefer to be around humans.
The study, Influence of Drift and Admixture on Population Structure of American Black Bears in the Central Interior Highlands, USA, 50 years after translocation, was published in the journal Molecular Ecology. Funding for the project was provided by the Missouri Department of Conservation, Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and Safari Club International. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.